Oh, yeah, we come to you and we acknowledge you on another training school afternoon. We give you the praise for having an opportunity to get in your presence again, to get an understanding of your word. And we just ask you just to always to lead and guide us in truth from that perspective. And we honor our Savior. We look forward to the day that that he returns. And we bless you in his wonderful name, we pray. Amen. there are some things that I want to kind of discuss with you on today because of the time frame that we're in. There are a lot of things that you know, that's happening. We're seeing the scriptures fulfilled, and one of the reasons why there has been such a lack of understanding in the time frame concerning the time frame that we're in is because the book has been, you know, I've been using this quite a bit lately. The book has been sealed. And I get that based upon Isaiah chapter 29, whereas it talked about because of the sluggishness of the nation of Israel, specifically the tribe of Judah, that the prophets and the seers and the leaders and all, because of their sluggishness, you know, the book had been sealed, whereby, you know, they couldn't interpret the things that was that had been said and things that referenced as far as the future is concerned and things like that. Well, we're dealing with that in these days, whereas there is some understanding that that has come through Christianity. And and I mean, it's it had its place, and I do specifically say had. It had its place in its time frame because, you know, it was a method by which, you know, all of us that's listening today came about to get to where we are right now. And so, you know, it had its perspective, and it was things that was used and taught, you know, that again had its place. And so, Yah used that for a specific time frame. Well, because of it, it has sealed up a lot of information, and there's a lot of misunderstanding, lack of understanding that has taken place for generations because we've had all these teachings that's been connected to Christianity, and so people have been taught so many things from a traditional standpoint. These doctrines of men who took possession of the book and opened it up to get understanding based upon their own human knowledge, but yet they call it by the Spirit, and I do believe that some things are happening to a certain extent. But I think it came, or I know that it came down to, because I saw it, especially when I started to get in church, or serious in church, because I've been in church all my life, and I was blessed to have the experience of what church was like before these days that we see now, you know. I was blessed in coming up in the '60s and seeing my granddad how he operated when it came down to the things of the kingdom, I saw him cast out devils. I saw him do a lot of things, and I saw a lot of miraculous miracles, however way you want to put it. I was accustomed to those things at a very young age because I was blessed enough to be around, specifically, I said parents, but I'm going to say specifically grandparents because I had opportunity to be raised up in a household where my grandparents was in the household, and my mother, she was in the house also, but then I still had connections to my dad to a certain extent, and I learned or got an understanding how things operated from a perspective of our nation to a certain extent, not to the detail, but before we start getting in the 70s, 80s, and things like that, or I'll say not some of the 70s, I'll say 80s, before we start getting in the late 70s, I'll say it like that. Before we start getting in the late 70s, 80s, all the way up to the day, there were things that happened within the church as well as households that's very different from today. And I was blessed to have the opportunity to experience that and to see how the church operated. It wasn't about, people wasn't coming to church concentrating on money. They wasn't coming to church trying to figure out how, it was sincerity and truth associated with it according to the knowledge that the people had at the time. And what left me at awe is there may not have been a whole lot of understanding as far as the scripture is concerned, but then I say that from a Christian perspective, because people think there's an explosion of knowledge as far as Christianity is concerned when they come down to the Bible, but in reality, we're realizing that this explosion of knowledge from a perspective of Christianity is really the doctrines or the false doctrine, the apostasy that Paul talked about in Thessalonians that is leading the church astray. Okay, I had opportunities to see a pure form of Christianity when I was growing up as a kid because I saw the power of Yah working in the church. You very seldom see that nowadays. Even when you see it on television, it is kind of a make-believe kind of deal where people go through the motion and you lay hand on the person and they fall out and people thinking that's the power of God and things like that. And that's about as big as you see it get. And even in this day and time, I've seen people deal with folks who were supposed to be demon possessed and things like that, and it's very different from what I grew up seeing, and it's also very different from what I've experienced myself. And those of you who've been at the church here long enough, the things we have experienced from seeing demons and actually hearing demons and things like that, they're very different than what you see in the church today. You knew. Then nobody had to tell you that they were demon possessed. You knew that person was demon possessed. But you haven't come to the altar call and they be saying the person is demon possessed and you see them be doing all this growling and then they be talking and stuff like that. But it looked like it's something that's been counterfeit. Back in the day when I saw my granddad do it and at times when I've done it myself in the church witness it, anybody who saw would tell you, you didn't have to point at even the little kids. You had to point at nobody and say, that woman is demon possessed. Everybody was like, something coming out of there that we know is not that woman. Okay? And so it's very different from that perspective. And so, I remember, like I said, y'all, I tell you all this quite a bit, and some of you may think I'm kidding, but it's just the truth. I remember things as early as a few months old. I just remember those things. Even my granddaughter, Zoe, now she talks people may not believe, but there are certain words that she say, and she communicates. She actually communicated at 2 months old. And, you know, you kind of get on your nerves, she'll tell you no. And so I can relate because there are things that I did at a young age, and I remember specific things that I was trying to figure out, okay, why am I thinking these things even back then? And I was trying to reason with certain things, you know, at a very young age. And I tell y'all this, I remember, you know, once before I kept trying to figure out why I kept waking up and going right back to sleep. And I was trying to stay awake, but I couldn't stay awake. I just kept going back to sleep, and I was trying to figure out why I can't stay awake at the age that I was, and I had to be a fruit months old because that's all I kept remembering, waking up, going back to sleep, waking up, going back to sleep, and all the time fighting and trying to keep me going back to sleep, but I just kept checking out, you know. And so to see things that my granddad did, to see things that my pastor did, things that he would say while he was preaching. I remember the first time my pastor mentioned that it was going to come a day when they were going to scan your food. We were looking at him like he crazy. He said, it's going to come a day when they're going to scan your food and they're going to tell you how much it costs. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I'm looking at him like, man, there's nobody, what you talking about? They look at that, read the price tag and put that number in there on that, you know, typewriter type register. And ring up your stuff, and I'm looking at him like he's crazy. Like, what in the world do you mean, scan your food? Everybody, what is a scan? And then when that thing came out some years later, I was like, boy, Pastor said that thing, and didn't nobody know what a scanner was or nothing. There no scanners invented back then. And so these people moved certain ways back then, and you had the church operating in a more pure form than it is nowadays, and I believe that's why Yah moved in those churches like that then, because you had Hebrews who knew who they were. Some my ancestors knew we were the nation of Israel. I remember my youngest sister Tonya. I remember her dad used to say all the time that he was a Jew. He used to say that all the time. He'd be like, I'm a Jew. And I used to look at him like, okay, what do you mean by a Jew? I didn't know what a Jew was. You know, I was a kid, but he used to say it all the time. They knew. There are certain things that they knew, and we started to get away from it. We started to be modernized from a perspective of theology from the European, and it just kept pushing us in the direction of teaching the Bible according to how they interpreted and saw the scripture instead of from a pure perspective of a people that was clinging and dependent on Yah and turning away from wickedness, at least from a church perspective, although there were still things that was going on. And so to experience that and then to see where it is now, there are certain things. Is it warm in here, y'all? Okay. Experiencing that now, and I'm also trying to see the fan on. Seeing that and then experiencing it now, this is my reason for wanting to cover the information with you today. Some things that I have to prepare you for because of what we understand. There are a lot of people that I run into that are afraid for me. And what I mean by afraid for me is that they be like, you know so much information, you know, there are so much things that you understand that we're afraid for you. You are a dangerous individual to certain people who don't want this kind of information to get out. And so I want to address that fear from a perspective of what we should understand, to give you understanding of how I even think based upon that way of thinking. And to prepare you to to no matter what, stand for Yah and don't be intimidated by no source. What I mean by no source, I'm talking about across the board. Whatever system that's in place that could, that has the potential of coming against you because of what you understand, I'm decreeing to you and going to release information to you to confirm that you don't have to have any fear. Okay? Now, we'll start in Jeremiah chapter 1. And we'll probably just stay here in Jeremiah chapter 1, and I may not even deal with the whole thing. I may just deal with some passages in Jeremiah chapter 1, and then I may move into other areas in the Bible to confirm some things, and then we'll close for the night. Now, Jeremiah chapter 1, it's verse 1, so let's start at verse 1. It says, the words of Jeremiah the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin. And you always pay attention to that, because the land of Benjamin lets you know, Benjamin, Judah, there's a connection there. So it says, to whom the word of Jehovah came in the days of Josiah, the king of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign, and it came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. Unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. So this is dealing with the Jeremiah is prophesying to Judah. He's prophesying to Judah before they go into the Babylonian captivity, or at least leading up to it. And so Yah speaks to him in verse 4. It says, then the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, and this is what verse 5, as we get ready to look at it, it is something that's vitally important for us to understand in order to deal with the issues of fear. Okay? Verse 5 says, Yah speaks to Jeremiah, and he says to Jeremiah, he says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. So you have to understand, or we have to understand, the deepness of Yah from a perspective of how each one of us is divinely created for purpose. Okay? Where Yah is saying to Jeremiah that before you was even formed in your mother's womb, before you was conceived, I knew you already. So that's why I tell people, I say, I didn't become a preacher, I was born one already. I didn't become who I am. Yah gave me my nature before I was even conceived, because my nature was necessary to do what I'm born to do. Okay? Now, we know there are things that may happen to develop that nature, but you have to understand that, and so I'm going to speak some deep things to you now, and I don't know what I'm about to say, okay? So I just know I'm going to speak some deep things to you. I don't know what I'm about to say, but it's by the Spirit. And so what you have to understand, here it goes, because I don't know what I'm going to say. So what you have to understand is that when Yah created you, what happens to you in life is not the determining factor of what develops you. Because Yah knew you and formed you already, so So he put everything in you already to make you who you are to carry out his destiny. So me being raised by a single parent didn't make me who I am. Me having a bad experience as far as life is concerned didn't make me who I am. But Yah said, before I form you, I put the nature in you that's necessary. So, Lon, you would have been a nut without having any experiences whatsoever, because that nut in you is necessary for what you've been born to do. Now, I said all that to say this. No more excuses about the way we are. Yah put in us what's necessary, and at the same time, whatever is not necessary, he always take away. Y'all hearing this now? And so it's vitally important for us to understand that we have been developed by Yah before we entered into our mother's womb to be everything that we are, and whatever we grabbed a hold to along the way, that's the part Yah gonna get rid of. Well, he said, I didn't make you that way. Okay? So everything about each one of us that is not a part of Yah's original design, according to John 15, he purges it. He cuts it off that it may bear more fruit, or the fruit that he has ordained us to operate in, or that he has ordained to be in our nature from the beginning. All right, so anything that's going on with us that is against the nature by which Yah has already formed us, we got to get rid of it. Fear is something that he hasn't given us. So if fear is there, then the scripture tells us, let's just go there and then we'll come back. We'll just go there. Okay, we'll go to 2 Timothy chapter 1, and we'll look at verse 7. Now, I can read some other things, but I'm just going to read verse 7 just for the sake of the lesson right now. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, for Yah has not given us the spirit of fear. Now, when you look at the word fear or the spirit of fear, first of all, I'm going to ask a question. This is class. When we hear the word spirit, what should we understand? Anytime we talked about the spirit, what is it that we should understand concerning the spirit? What is your spirit? Mind. The spirit is the mind. It is the mental disposition. So Yah has not given us a mind, because that's what fear is. Fear is always in the mind. You'd be surprised. I mean, you know, I told you about the story about the guy who froze to death because in his mind he thought he knew he was in a freezer, but in his mind he thought the freezer was on, and so he froze to death, and the thing wasn't even on, and the temperature was not low enough for that to happen to him. So he froze to death in his mind. Our mind can do a whole lot of stuff. Our mind can limit us, or we can use our mind to take us out of limitations. So it's vitally important for us to understand. So Yah says this concerning fear. He says fear is a mental disposition. So he calls it the spirit of fear. He lets us know that fear is associated or connected to the mind, and whatever is going on with the mind, that's the way we are. So it becomes a mental disposition based upon the sense realm. What we hear, what we see, I see something look like the boogeyman. So now, you know, it's in my mental disposition. Now before you, it's in my nature. And every time I'm in a circumstance that's similar to that, then my mental disposition kick in because it's my nature now. I can take a bad experience. I can take a bad experience now, and from that bad experience, it can become my nature. And every time something is similar to that, then my mental disposition of fear kick in, and I find myself in the same nightmare that I had before that put me in a circumstance where I'm now always in a mental disposition about it. Okay? The boogeyman was in the closet one time, and now every time the light is off, the boogeyman is in the closet. That is a mental disposition from an experience that now has us operating that way as far as our nature is concerned, because it was an experience now that Yah never intended for it to dominate us, but because we allowed it to now take over our mental disposition, get in our nature, every time we get in that circumstance, we think that way. And if all of us be honest, there has been a mental disposition that when each one of us come into contact with it, we have the same stress, the same anxiety associated with it because of the experience that we had that's similar to it. I had a wreck at that corner, so every time I come to the corner, I tighten up. I just saw this by the Spirit, and I'm not saying this is the case. I just want to use this for an example. You remember Mama Close? Y'all blessed her and my girl and I can't remember who else was in the car. Well, I know it was her and my girl, and I think it was three of them, right? In the car, and they were hit by a train. You know, by the will of Yah, nothing happened, and everything turned out okay. But what would have happened if every time she came to a track, in her mental disposition, she had fear? Can you imagine how much abundance that would be that every time you come to a track that you're cringing because you're the mental disposition has kicked in and fear is operating, and every time an individual get ready to cross the track, or every time Mama Coach get ready to cross the track, she thinks the train is going to hit her? You see what kind of bondage the enemy can use? And I'm just saying the enemy, because anything that goes against Yah is an adversary, even if that's mental disposition. That's why he said cast down the imagination. It's not the devil who's fighting us. A lot of stuff going on in our own mind. Okay? And so what we have to understand, looking at verse 7, he says the spirit, the mental disposition. Alan says the mind. Correct. It is the mental disposition, the rational thinking. He said, I didn't give you a rational thinking that is afraid, that's fear. Let's look at fear now. Timidity. Fear is anything that makes us timid. Withdraw. Anything that makes us not be the person or the nature that Yah has created us. So coming full circle to what I'm teaching on now, Yah says to me, because there are people who are concerned about me because of the things that I understand, Yah said, don't be timid. Don't let the mindset of people cause you to be timid concerning what I've ordained you to do. What I've ordained you to do, don't let what people say give you a mental disposition of timidity. Don't become timid because of the truth that you understand. But I tell you, I put in you to speak it boldly from the housetop. Don't be afraid of nothing. So I give you the nature. I put a lion nature in you. That's why I call you lion, fierce lion. So every time you heard your name, it puts something in your nature that makes it impossible for you to be timid. Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I took fear away from you. So anytime anything happens to try to put it there, you better cast it down, because you one I ain't called to fear. I haven't put timidity. I didn't put timidity in you nowhere. That's why people tell me sometimes, boy, you gotta come across like you run everything. It's my nature. I can't help it. You know, I be in the health club working out. People like, yeah, like you're on the health club. I can't help it. It's just in my nature. Everywhere I go, there's no timidity there. I'm not timid anywhere. I'm not timid in front of the president. I'm not timid in front of the government. I'm not timid in front of any kind of officials. I'm not timid. Everywhere I go, there's no timidity. Because Yah has not given us a mental disposition that for us to come across that way. So now, all of these experiences that we've had for whatever reason or another that has made us now become timid because of that experience, Yah said, cast it down. Get rid of it. It don't belong there. So I ask each one of you now, what is it, what circumstance that each one of you has experienced in your life, whether it was a tragic circumstance, Mama Coke's situation was a tragic circumstance, train come through and take your car halfway down the track. Go ahead,
Brother. What about the fear when you dream? What about bad dreams? When you wake up out of a bad dream, it can ruin your whole day.
Because you have some people, and that's a good example, you have some people who will take that dream now, which is an experience, it is a mental disposition experience, will take that dream, and now their whole day, that was a really good example, their whole day is messed up because they said, I dreamed I was in a car wreck last night. Now you're going around timid all day thinking you're finna have a wreck. Y'all said, I didn't give you that. That's why I always tell my family, I said, look, every time they wake up and try to tell me dream when that stuff all crazy starts, you cast that mess down. Well, Dad, I'm just trying to, I don't want to hear that crazy stuff. You got to have enough wisdom to know what's Yah and what's foolishness. And everything you just said didn't make no sense whatsoever. It's a bunch of foolishness. And don't you be sitting around here going around all day trying to figure that crap out.
A lot of people do it.
A lot of people do it, brother. That was a good example. Learn how to cast down those imaginations. Yah says any experience that goes against the nature by which he formed in each one of us to be who we are, he said, you can't keep that. When you keep that, that is a mental disposition of fear, of timidity. And he said, I didn't give you that. He said, I gave you power. I gave you my ability. I gave you love. And I gave you a sound mind, because he let us know that fear is a mind that's not sound. I gave you sound mind, a mind that is conscious, that is calm, that is sober, that is alert and aware and walking in understanding. We're the sons of Yah. We got to have a sound mind. We can't have a timidity mind, a fearful mind. We can't have it. We can't have a mental disposition. We can't have that nowhere across the board. So when Yah is saying to each one of us, he said, all of your bad experiences, you cannot from this point on allow it to control your life. Oh, Lord, I got pulled over by the police 2 years ago in this spot, and doggone, he right behind me in this spot again. I know they're going to pull me over. Yesterday, I was up at the building with the people who we're looking to use for the renovations of it. And he told me, he said, man, I put the address in to get over here. He said, man, and I can't even remember what he said. That's how Yah just took it out of me. He said, I'm going to take it so much out of you, you're not going to even remember what he said. But he said, when I put the address in, he said, man, this weird stuff popped up. And basically, in a nutshell, the way he came across and explained it to me, it's like there's this website that's set aside for people who are looking to try to steal property. and our property is one of them that they want to steal. That's what he came, that's what he said from what he was looking at. And so when he said that, I started laughing, and I said, bro, let me tell you something. I said, anything y'all put in my hand, can't nobody take it out but y'all. See, I had to adjust my mind to what y'all had put in me, because all of you who've been with me long enough, you know we've lost the building before behind somebody stealing it from us. So why would you think the enemy wouldn't try to come back around again and say, let me make them think that something else going to be stolen from them again? And if they allow it to become their nature, then the door is wide open for somebody to really come do it. So the minute I heard the information, my response was, look here, you're not dealing with somebody who's timid. I didn't tell them that, I'm just letting you know. You're not dealing with somebody who's timid. You're dealing with somebody who has a sound mind. So Yah gave this to me, and Yah is the only one who can take it away from me. No government, I start with the government and work down, choose one. Can't nobody take what Yah has put in my hand. Why? Because he has not given me a mental disposition that is timid enough to think otherwise. Y'all put it in my hand, can't nobody take it out. But y'all, when we see him through the eyes by which he want to lead us, we won't fear. Nowhere. He hasn't given us the spirit of fear. He hasn't given us a mental disposition to be timid. And I tell you the truth, if any of you is timid, y'all going to take that out of you. He going to purge that out. He hadn't given it to us. I was laughing at Alan the other day. He was telling me yesterday when he was working out, he said, you know, he's playing volleyball, and, you know, big shot boss is coming up to him talking about, man, you know, you got any advice? I think I'm paraphrasing. You got any advice on the volleyball game? He said, yeah, y'all gonna lose. You know, something to that order, y'all gonna lose. You know, and the guy was like, okay, hey, you know, he just coming just straight up, just saying, we going to lose because we playing. He didn't even know he was getting ready to play against this particular team. He said, it just came out of him. That is the power, love, and a sound mind that's coming up out of him to make him boldly declare what he believes. See, it's one thing believing something. You know what most Christians do? They believe something, but they don't want to testify about it until after it's done. Power, love, and a sound mind make you decree what y'all going to do before he do it. Now hear me now. And so it's vitally important for each one of us to understand what is going on with you. Understand, as we go back now to Jeremiah chapter 1, each one of you was in Yah's heart. He knew you, each one of you he knew before you was even put in your mother's womb. He knew you. Before all of us was conceived, he knew us. And he put something in each one of us to make each one of us all, to make each one of us everything that he's called us to be. And so whatever it is that is the opposite of Yah, it got to go. So there's no excuses. There's no excuses about bad experiences. Are we going to let bad experiences now dictate the rest of our lives? I say, you can't do that because I didn't form you that way. Or I didn't know you as that. Now we'll go back to Jeremiah chapter 1. Any questions or comments before I get back in Jeremiah chapter 1? Concerning what I've just covered. And that was a good example, brother, I gave about the dream, because that's a perfect example of how people allow it.
I want to mention something I saw on TV. Me and Tanya were watching on Oprah Channel.
Okay.
I was telling you about it, and I mentioned it to Deanna about, they was talking about gay preachers.
Uh-huh.
And one of the preachers they was interviewing said that he was racist.
Uh-huh.
And being a little boy, and he's trying to say by him being raped, that's how he became what he became.
Matter of fact, when you if a lot of them really come forward and tell the truth,
there has been some experience that one fast another. I'll use this example as far as my own cousin is concerned. I have a cousin who I used to play with when he was a little boy. I played with him a lot. But one of the things that happened to him as a baby all the way up to about 2 years old, he experienced some things from a perspective of my cousin, his mother. He experienced some things that I saw caused his nature to change. Me and this boy used to wrestle a lot. He was very aggressive, really kind of a manly little boy. He was tough. I won't call his name. All you know, I'm talking about the thing a little bit. He was tough, and every time I would come to Dallas, I would go over to their apartment and I play with him for hours. Me and him would rap for hours, and I'm talking about I'd pick him up 2 years old. I'd pick him up, throw him down, you know, but you know, it kind of in a little rough way, but in a way obviously where it wouldn't hurt. It's just that I was just making him tough. And he liked it, and so we played quite a bit, but I noticed at the same time that because of things that his mother would do, he took on those feminine attributes. 2 years old, I saw him. And then one time I pinned him down on his back, and when I pinned him down on his back, he started moaning like a woman. And when he started moaning like a woman, I said, "What?" I went there and told him, "Look," I said, "this boy in here," and I told his mom and I told my cousin, "this boy in here moaning like a woman." I thought I was moaning just like a woman. Opening his legs, I was moaning just like a woman. One of my cousins said, "Yeah, cause his mama be having sex in the bed while he's laying in the bed right beside him." So he hearing his mama moan like a woman, and he took on that nature. And to this day, he that way. But y'all didn't form him that way. Y'all knew him as something else. And so what I'm saying to each one of us, all of us have had an experience that has been the opposite. So I experiences, hear me now, our experiences don't develop us to be what y'all has called us to be, because y'all already put it in there. But our experiences is what causes us to develop into what y'all does not want out of us. So crazy stuff don't make me the man of y'all that I am. The crazy stuff tried to hinder me from being the man of y'all that I am. So the stuff that you experiences, all the bad things, you know, you experienced in life, all of that was designed to make you not the man or woman of y'all that y'all has called you to be. And so what's vitally important is that each one of us realize what don't belongs in our mental disposition and start to get rid of it. Start to cast it down. Y'all say, I didn't put it there. Anybody else want to make a comment before we go back to the scriptures now? Now, we'll go back to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. He says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." Look at this now. "And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee." I sit you aside. You weren't even born, and I sit you aside. "I sanctified thee," okay? The word sanctified means prepare, proclaim, purify, to make whole. Y'all said before each one of you came out of the womb, I had you whole for what I ordained you to be. That's awesome. I came out being the man of Yah that I am now, but my bad experiences tried to take me away from it. Even when I started following the other preachers and teaching what they was teaching, all those things was designed to take me out of what y'all called me. But you know what? He came to me and said, "Boy, I sanctified you. I'm going to get you in that hotel room, and I'm going to sit you down. I'm going to tell you I'm not going to let you go this way, because I'm doing something different with you, and I'm taking everything." You know what I'm saying? He took everything out of me that I learned. He said, "And I'm teaching you myself. I'm rebooting you, boy. I'm putting back in you or I'm developing back in you everything that all this stuff has now got you going in the opposite direction. You're over here teaching this. You're over here acting this way. You're over here walking. And you know it's not your nature because it vexes you every time you try to do it. Every time you try to be like your pastor or all the covenant sons that's a part of that organization, it vexes you to your heart because it's not your nature. You knew that I didn't form you that way. So that's why I never bear witness with you. Now it's the same with each one of you. What is your life experience that y'all is saying to you today? I didn't put that down. And he's putting you on notice. Each one of you on notice today. And I'm taking it out. I'm not going to let you get away with it anymore. I'm not going to let you get away with that fear, that timidity that has hindered you from being what I call you to be. He said, I'm not letting you get away with it anymore. I'm going to shut every door that needs to be shut, and I'm going to open every door that needs to be opened to make you operate in what I've already put in there. It's in there. You're not going to get any more anointed. You got every anointing you're going to ever have. You just got to wake up to it. Y'all hearing this? So when I went on, using this as an example now, it's just a testimony to confirm what I'm teaching on. So when I went into the 40-day fast, the 40-day fast didn't make me come into the perspective, or let me change it. The 40-day fast was not the reason why I am who I am. The 40-day fast got the stuff out of me to make me come into what I am. So you get preachers that would say, you got to pay the price for this anointing like they did something to get it. No, we were born with it. You're not going to get no more anointed than you are. We just got to wake up to what's already in now. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. This is what he said to Isaiah. So guess what? This is what I am. I've ordained, I'm called to be what I am, and ain't nothing I can do gonna change that. But it's a whole bunch of stuff I can allow to get in the way. So what are your experiences that's keeping you from operating in a way that Yah has put in your nature to operate? What's holding you up? Yah said he's finna get rid of it. Then you know how we always make excuses, just like Isaiah, verse 6. Then said Isaiah said, oh, Lord, Jehovah Yah, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. You know we always make excuses. I made them a whole lot. I even said, last post I did was like, why me? But that was just to tease the audience because I know why. But I used to say, why me for real? Because I was like, why all people, why would you choose me to do something? Y'all was like, boy, shut up. You ordained to do this here. Can't nobody else do it because I didn't put it in them to do it. I put it in you to do it. You do what you called to do and let everybody else do what they've been called to do. Then verse 7, but Jehovah said unto me, say not I am a child. Quit making excuses. Quit making excuses to not be what Yah has called each one of us to be. Quit making excuses. So Yah said, quit saying you're a child. That's an excuse. Say not I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. So quit making excuses. You're called to do it, you're going to do it. Now you understand why I'm not afraid. Now we get to the verse now. Verse 8, be not afraid of their faces. We know as a ministry we have been born and ordained to reveal the truth. Don't be afraid of the faces of nobody. I ain't afraid of the president. I ain't afraid of the government. I ain't afraid of the Illuminati, the secret society, you name it. I ain't afraid of none of them because I am ordained and born to do what I've been called to do, and can't nobody stop me but Yah. Ain't shutting up. He says, be not afraid of their faces, Why? For I am with thee to deliver thee. Yah's my deliverer. I don't care. Shoot an atomic bomb at me. Yah's my deliverer. I ain't scared of nothing. Yah said, I called you to do this, and I am your deliverer. Yah has called each one of you and ordained each one of you and put the nature in each one of you to be what he's called you to be. So don't worry about whatever circumstance that could cause you to operate in fear. Yah will deliver you. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee. Said Jehovah. Do I want to stop right there? Yeah, verse 9. And I'm going to come back to verse 8 because he showed me something, but I'm going to go to verse 9 first. Then Jehovah put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And Jehovah said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Verse 10. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdom to root out and to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. Who can do all that in fear? Y'all said, look here, boy, I called you, I sent you over nations to root out, nations and kingdoms. To root out, they ain't just talking about the nation of Israel. He said, I sent you as a standard. You know the nation of Israel is the primary. He said, but I sent you as a standard, Isaiah, where you're root out. I don't care who it is, the government. If it goes against me, when I need you to speak, then you speak. When I put the words in your mouth, you speak. Don't go in your own ability, though. Don't be like Christianity is doing, trying to get up this ruckus and to the point, you know, they trying to bootleg stuff and say it's Yah. He said, when I put a word in your mouth, I don't care who it is, you say it. Don't be afraid. Because when you say it, I put you to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and throw down, to build up, and to plant. The authority to cover every area of the kingdom across the board. If something needs to be torn down, he'll give us the authority to do it. If something needs to be built up, he'll give us the authority to do it. Whatever I have ordained us to do, he said, I've given you the ability to do it. Nothing can hinder you. Don't be afraid of nothing. Do not be afraid. And what I thought about when I said that is when Brent was going through what he was going through, and one of the things that I constantly told him, I was like, don't be afraid. Don't allow fear to kick in and you accept something that is not according to the nature by which Yah has put in you to stand your ground. He will tell you that's one of the main things that I talked to him about when we was dealing with when he was dealing with that court issues and stuff like that. I was saying, I kept telling him over and over, don't be afraid. You don't have the mental disposition of fear. You're not a man that is afraid, so don't allow this circumstance to cause you to be what's not in your nature. I don't care what that attorney said. Rebuke it. Turn it down. Yah will deliver you. And Yah did. Had a system that was set up in place that was designed to bring him down. And they couldn't do it because Yah was his deliverer. So who we got to be afraid of? Mama Coates went in that same system and dealt with it to a standpoint where she brought it down according to how Yah led her to do it. Why should we be afraid? Why should I be afraid to say what Yah has called me to say? Why should I be afraid somebody's going to come down the street in the dark and try to break out the windows and jump in here and get the whole family and all that, all because I'm preaching the truth? Why should I be afraid? I believe the angel will start cutting necks off when he can get up in the yard real good. Because the same way that angel went in there and destroyed that 185,000 men of the armies of the king of Assyria, I believe he can just tap some stuff that's trying to come down on my street or wherever. I ain't afraid. I have no fear. And it is the authority that he's given me because I don't have no fear to speak the same thing over your life. And so we cannot from this point on allow little experiences to cause our mental disposition to be timid when we confront that same circumstance again. God didn't give us that, and he ain't gonna let us keep it. Sons of Yah cannot keep timidity. Fear. We are a nation that operates within the power of Yah, and Yah is saying to us that he's ordained us to do it, and we must walk in it, and from this point on, not allow fear to creep in whatsoever. Even when the enemy stick his head up, we don't fear. You don't think these folks listening to us right now? They listen to you and everything. You don't think they're listening right now? I don't care. I'll tell them. I'm telling them now. I ain't scared of you. You can't do nothing. Try it and see. Watch y'all deliver. So we understand that. So you take what I've said today and apply it to each one of your personal experiences and say, this thing has caused me not to be what Yah has ordained me to be before I was even born. That I'm casting down. That don't belong in my life. Yah knew me before I was even conceived. I'm here because he has purpose for me. I'm going to be everything he's called me to be. I always say this, and I'm going to say this as I get ready to close. I refuse to stand before Yah and not have been everything that he's called me to be. I'd rather go to hell. If I'm not going to be everything he's putting me to be, I'd rather die today and go to hell. I want to be everything he's called me to be. I will not stop short of anything that he's called me to be. You take on the same mindset. Any questions, comments? Yeah, just spoke to me. He says, tell the church I'm pleased with that. All right. Any questions, comments? I guess I put some on your mind today. Okay. Father, yeah, we bless you for this word that you've given each one of us on tonight. We take it to heart. We declare that we're not afraid, that all the things, the experiences that has been put in our lives, we realize that it wasn't necessary to develop who we are, that in reality these things were put in our lives to try to keep us from being who you've ordained us to be. And we thank you, Yah, for bringing us into that understanding. And so we look for anything that will cause timidity in our lives, fear, and we cast that down. All of the experiences, whether good or bad, y'all hear that? Whether good or bad, that put us in the position to stray away from what you've ordained us to be, we reject it. We only want all the things that's necessary to help us develop into what you've already put on the inside of us. And we bless you for that. In the name of our Savior, Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen. All right.